Good morning. We continue with our study of Ravolbi's World of Friendship. And Ravolbi has been talking lately in the current section we've been studying about Zionism. He understands and developed a concept that the idea of life is supposed to be a life of Ruchnius. And he has identified the understanding that Ruchnius means a homeland in the same way that a soul, which is total spirit, has to find a way to be encased in a physical world, and still find a way of expression of the spirit. Similarly, we find the same thing in regard to the world of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael provides the ideal homeland for a neshama, because there we can do all the physical things that we're supposed to do, and still turn it around and make sure that it's done l'shem shamayim. And that's the beauty of what it means to be a Zionist. To be a Zionist is to take the ideal purpose of Olam Hazeh, namely the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, as an example, to be able to do that which we do, and to do it fantastically well, to bring spirit into physical activity, so that even the physical activity can be done l'shem shamayim. So today Ravolbi turns around and he carries us back to the famous Ramban. The Ramban al HaTorah points out that actually, for that reason, the only place where one actually performs mitzvos correctly is in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the chiyuv of mitzvos is specifically in Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the place, the rest of the world, we do mitzvos based on the principles of Atzibi Lach Tziyunim. We're in the training camp. So that when we come to the time of Yemos HaMashiach, according to the Ramban, this is not agreed to by everybody, but according to the Ramban, the only place where one actually does mitzvos in the ideal way is when one does so in Eretz Yisrael. So now you can understand what it is and what should inspire Jews for thousands of years to return to Eretz Yisrael. Whether you're the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, who wrote such beautiful poetry about how he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael to be able to perform Torah mitzvahs, to experience God in every step. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov in the Hasidish movement, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon in the non-Hasidic movement, they all wanted to be back in Eretz Yisrael. Some people settled in Tveria and Tzfas, and some people settled in Yerushalayim. But one thing was common among them. They wanted to be able to attach themselves to Eretz Yisrael. And why was that? To be able to perform mitzvos, to experience the Spirit. And so the question has to be asked, when did the Orthodox Jewish community have such a strong split with the concept of Zionism? Says Ravolbi, you really have to understand what Zionism was about. And in order to do so, one needs to understand Theodor Herzl. Theodor Herzl was an individual who had no formal knowledge of Judaism. When he came up with this concept of Zionism, he was really responding to the anti-Semitism, the concrete and confrontation with anti-Semitism, which had come up in a response to the Dreyfus Affair. Sometimes people who never ever think about where they are and how they are, they wait until from the outside there is a threat, and then all of a sudden they are brought to consider looking at it from the inside and realizing that there's something higher and greater that they should be aspiring for. And this was perhaps the basis. It wasn't so much that Herzl was inspired from wanting to have a place to go. There was no basis to go to Eretz Yisrael. What he wanted to do was have a safeguard from a place he was coming from. And hence, he was dealing with the Dreyfus Affair. And so at the very first Zionist Congress, which was held in Basel, the rabbi of Basel, when he spoke to the Congress, turned to Herzl and he says, honestly, what is going to be the view of the Zionist movement in regard to traditional Judaism, the idea of Torah and mitzvahs? And in front of the crowd, Herzl got up, and this is able to be seen in the protocols of the first Zionist convention. Protocol said, Herzl responded that Zionism is a return to Judaism. That has to happen before one returns to the land of the Jews. But, of course, that idea gets lost when we consider secular Zionism today. And why is that? Because Herzl was appealing to the Russian intellectual movement among the Jews. They had no interest in Judaism. They were interested in the homeland. They were interested in the safety. And so for that reason, it was only in the fifth Zionist Congress where Weizmann got up And he writes in his writings that it took a long time to get Herzl to give up his promise to the rabbis. And in the Fifth Zionist Congress, only then was there an idea of the cultivation of a secular Zionism and the cultivation of a secular Zionist movement. It was at that point, at the Fifth Zionist Congress, that the religious got up and walked out and left the realm of Zionism and established Mizrahi. Again, the rabbinic world understood what was there. The rabbinic world had seen the same secular individuals who had done the same thing in the shtetlach in Eastern Europe. They had decided that there was a challenge to their way of life. There was a challenge to getting ahead. And that challenge, they thought, was religion. And so they lived it in an either-or context and chose, therefore, that they could not have Eretz Yisrael or they could not have Torah mitzvahs and have success in the world as a person who keeps Torah mitzvahs. So they established an idea of choosing one versus the other. And therefore, they had destroyed many of their own towns. They had created an assimilation culture in the towns in Europe themselves. And people had left and gone off the derech. And this too became a major danger within the community. What had happened was that this idea was now supplanted and brought forth into the land of Israel. And as a result, we had so many others who returned. The Ethiopian community, the Moroccan community, the Tripoli community, and all of these people, because of the Russian influence in the land of Israel, were encouraged also that they had a choice. They could live in Israeli society, Zionistic society, or they could live a life of Torah mitzvahs. This is one of the reasons why, even in the land of Israel, there's such a strong pull, says Rav Volbi, away from the idea of accepting a Zionism. Because to accept a Zionism and would be to accept this movement, this idea of taking people away. What a danger. What a sadness. What we need to do, though, is to realize that Eretz Yisrael, in the eyes of an authentic Jew, is fundamental. And it doesn't require us to turn and see something fundamentally different. One can love and achieve in the world and really fully benefit from that which he or she does, whether it's the Avas Eretz Yisrael or similarly, any expression of any appreciation of this world. But it's supercharged and super appreciated when you see it through the lens of Torah mitzvahs. So whether we are thinking about our love of Eretz Yisrael, which we should be doing more often in our lives, or whether we are thinking about our love of Torah mitzvahs or of the sciences and the arts, realizing that we can appreciate those things through the eyes of a Ben Torah, of a person who lives the life of Torah, will not take away and detract. It will only enhance, which will help us appreciate God each and every moment of each and every day, which will make every day a great day. Have a great day.